The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, I have been sent to perfect good character. His wife, Aisha, she described him as the living embodiment of the conduct and values expressed in the Quran. Why is Islam so heavily focused on good character? And what makes up this good character that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that he was sent to perfect? Since Islam is a comprehensive system of life, good character is an essential pillar in the life of a Muslim. It is what guides them in their social interactions, from greeting someone on the street to international relations. This is rooted in the fact that Muslims maintain continual self-awareness regarding their conduct, ensuring that they protect themselves from harm and refrain from harming others as well. A Muslim strives to have good character, to be honest and kind, exemplifying the statement of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the believers who show the most perfect faith are those who have the best character. So, a believer strives to perfect their faith, as virtue and good character are essential to one's connection with their Lord. Islamic law promotes good character traits such as trustworthiness, respect, humility, honesty, generosity, and tolerance, while condemns vices such as theft, adultery, lying, deception, and abuse. Islamic law encourages Muslims to embody every good character trait and condemns every manifestation of bad character. Islam encourages good character regardless of the circumstances. A Muslim must not lie when testifying. A Muslim must avoid deceitful business practices. A Muslim must be kind towards animals, for God rewards goodness towards every living being. Can a Muslim be virtuous on a personal level while not caring about the vice that surrounds them? Good character needs to inspire us to want good for others as well. So just as God has blessed us with good character, we must also help others rid themselves of bad character, replacing the bad with good.